2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Thank you for joining us on this week's edition of UTEL Weekly Forum. I'm your host, Rebecca Cressman. And, you know, over the last couple of years, I have shared my breast cancer journey. And one of the most incredible organizations that exists to help breast cancer survivors is going to be the focus of our interview today. It's called Image Reborn. So joining us is the executive director of the Image Reborn Foundation, Bobby Lord. Thank you so much for taking time, Bobby.
Oh, thank you so much, Rebecca, for having us.
Now, you also have with us another Rebecca. I love her name, Rebecca Jensen. She is the program manager at a breast cancer survivor. And is it Interopion? Is that correct?
Yeah, Interopion. It's a little healthcare software company. Yep.
Okay. And I'm going to have to work on my pronunciation of that. Interopion, a software. But you've been a board member with Image Reborn for a bit as well. So you've got a lot of different hats that you can and perspectives you can share with us. First of all, I'll go back to you, Bobby. Could you introduce to us the concept of the Image Reborn Foundation?
Yes, I would love to. So our mission is to provide no-cost renewal retreats to women who have been diagnosed with breast cancer and to assist them in living rich and fulfilling lives. And we started in 1998, so we're coming on our 25-year, our silver anniversary next year. And it started with Dr. Renato Salt. He's a local plastic surgeon, and at the time he was doing a lot of breast augmentation, re-augmentation surgeries, and realized that these women were taken care of by their medical providers, their physical needs and cares were met, but there was still a lot of emotional and mental things that they were holding on to, and that they needed that support, especially after all those medical procedures were over, and they had to go forward living their lives. They're very different. They're a very different person, and they have to kind of reconnect with who they are. So that is the mission of Image Reborn, is to bring these women together and allow them to connect with their emotions, to grieve their losses, and to, most of all, bond with other women who have also gone through similar experiences.
Well, and everything you're saying is, it just resonates. I think with any cancer diagnosis, the rug is pulled out from under your feet. Suddenly, where you felt maybe confident and healthy and everything was okay, suddenly you realize I'm facing my own mortality and I don't know what this is going to look like. And then the treatments begin to roll in. And it could be that with chemotherapy, your hair is gone. Your strength is gone. It's tapped. It's a different type of strength, but your physical strength is tapped out. And then with radiation, the changes in your skin. And then with the surgeries, the changes in your breasts that you've identified and your shape of your body. There is so much, and I'm filling in that gap. But Rebecca, I should ask you, because you're a breast cancer survivor, can you share with us how you see the role of Image Reborn helping someone like you?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I was diagnosed at 42. I had lost my mom and my grandma also to breast cancer, and It was kind of a shock, even though I'd had that strong family history. And you mentioned, you know, you feel healthy, you're kind of on top of the world, and you get this diagnosis, and you don't quite know what to do, and you have a change of plans for sure in life and a change of body. And, you know, when you're being cared for as far as the chemotherapy and the radiation and you've got the doctor visits and things, you know, that's one thing, you get through that, but you get to that other side and you think, oh my gosh, I'm left scarred and emotionally, physically scarred, and I need help and a support group. And that's where Image Reborn comes in. And you gain so many new friends and ways of dealing with these things that your doctor isn't quite, you know, set up to do. And it's just like the most wonderful experience. It really laid a foundation for me for accepting my new body, knowing I had support, knowing there are resources, and just grieving loss of, you know, oh, the life I had before or the body and different things. It's just like the most wonderful thing to help with survivorship, which is really what you need after all that treatment.
Mm. And for those who have just joined us, Rebecca Jensen, who's a program manager with Interopion and a breast cancer survivor, mm-hmm. and a board member with Image Reborn and executive director of Image Reborn Foundation, Bobby Lord, is joining us. Bobby, I had the chance to talk to Dr. Renato Saltz just a couple of years ago. And when he talked about that emotional care that needed to be provided, I, you know, had just been at the beginning of my breast cancer journey. And it is true that your oncologists and your surgeons are focusing on physiologically what's occurring in your body or your tissue or your skin. And that's what they're focusing on, is saving your life. And there is very little available for the emotional support and just the processing. It's like a fire hose of information yeah. that come to you when you're diagnosed and going through treatments. And so, Bobby, how long have you been with the Image Reborn Foundation?
So I am still relatively new. I started in just January.
Oh, welcome.
So I've been there just over 6 months, and I have loved every second of it. And meeting some of these women, I've been able to go to a couple of our retreats. And it is just, I mean, I'm in awe of the strength that these women have. And I'm just honored to be a part of this.
Well, and let's talk about it because, you know, once you're diagnosed, already you begin that kind of survivor. I am now a breast cancer survivor, even if I was diagnosed just last week, right? And for me, it's been about, I don't know, 2.5 years at this point. So these are free retreats available for breast cancer survivors. Where along that stage, Bobby, at what point can they reach out and see if they can participate in a retreat?
That is one of the things that is so neat about Image Reborn is you could be barely diagnosed to 20 or 30 years out. So we accept women from everywhere, and bringing them together is really neat. I went to a retreat where we did have somebody that was 6 months out of their diagnosis, meeting with somebody that was 20 years out, and them being able to talk to each other and give that support was just amazing to watch. So anybody that has been diagnosed, any female that has been diagnosed with breast cancer at any point of their life is welcome to attend one of our retreats.
And this year you're having 19 different retreats, right?
We actually just added a 20th. So we have okay. 20 retreats. We've already had 10. Most of them are in the Park City area, which we just love Park City, and that's already a healing environment just being in the mountains. And we've had 73 attend, so we're about halfway through, and we have another 10 to go.
And I understand that you're also going to have a new, and I'm from a Hispanic background, so I love this, that there will be a retreat for Hispanic survivors. That's in the works.
We actually have already had one this year, and we have two more planned.
Okay, bravo. So, oops.
Yes. So we've had three, and we are always trying to find the new ways to reach out to people. Starting next year, we're kind of working on actually doing a retreat for women with breast cancer who are deaf. They have their own unique needs, and so we're working on pulling that together for 2023.
Wow, that's just tremendous, Bobby. Now, Rebecca, you shared that you were diagnosed at the age of 42, and I was diagnosed mm-hmm. at the age of about 55, right around
yeah.
there. So you would be considered a young survivor, right?
Yeah.
Kind
yeah.
of in that uh-huh. In that vein. And I'm so sorry that you lost your mom and grandmother to breast
Thank
cancer.
You.
I lost my mother and grandmother from breast cancer as well, but don't carry the gene. It's just in my family history. And one thing I like to share for women and men who are listening right now is that our genetic or family history is responsible for only about 10% of breast cancer diagnoses. So lots of times people will feel, I'm a woman, I'm healthy, nobody in my family's had breast cancer, I could skip the mammogram, it won't matter. The truth is, having breasts is what being a female
is what puts you at risk.
Is what puts you at risk. So yes, everybody, no matter what their health situation is. So that being a young survivor had its own unique challenge for you, didn't it, Rebecca?
Absolutely. Yeah, and we do offer a retreat for specifically for young survivors because they do encounter different, you know, situations than maybe an older one, older, more mature woman would. And so I love that, that we offer that. And I really, it was so great to have support from people around my own age who also had children who were mothers maybe. And it's so nice that Imagery Born thinks about targeting specific needs, you know, whether you're metastatic, you're young, you're a mom, you're Hispanic. We offer all those retreats to those specific groups.
And I love that you're creating one for deaf women who are deaf, right?
And deaf. Yes. Yes. So we want every woman to be able to have their emotional needs met wherever they're at, whatever stage. And I, and like Bobby said, I love meeting women who have survived 20 years and women who have just been diagnosed, and we can all offer something to each other. And it's just, it's so fulfilling.
I want to discuss, can you paint a picture, Rebecca, and then I'll have Bobby do it as well. Paint a picture of what is what this retreat looks like, you know. So I do understand, like, you know, your goal is to have even more retreats next year and, you know, in other states, you know, across the nation. So so what does a retreat look like? How long does it last, Rebecca?
Yeah, it's over a weekend. It's usually a Friday to a Sunday. And, you know, you show up and you, you have a meet and greet with probably max, Bobby, maybe 10, 15 other women. And you have a beautiful dinner. You're offered like some journaling opportunities, opportunities to explore whatever home was volunteered. They're usually like an Airbnb or at a hotel or different things. And it's just, they tell you, we don't want you to lift a finger. We want you to be able to not serve others. A lot of us women try to, you know, spend our lives serving others, but this is your chance to be a little self-indulgent and to just concentrate on yourself. And so, you know, you have a chef come in, prepare a beautiful meal. We talk about nutrition. We have maybe a sex therapist come in and help you deal with your new body and ways of being, especially after chemotherapy and different types of drugs you're on.
Or
and,
estrogen blockers that changes the you know, your body inside and out. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's opportunities to do yoga, massage, maybe a drum circle. I mean, they're all a little bit different, but they're all centralized on connection and healing and just so much love there.
I'm wondering,
so,
Rebecca,
it's
did
really
that
wonderful.
As you are, were going through the process of your breast cancer treatment, and for those who are listening, and we're all learning more about breast cancer. I mean, researchers are all the time finding out new information. It's not one and done. So when you're treated for breast cancer, whether you're going through the chemo, the radiation, or you're taking estrogen blockers, or there's a surgery, it doesn't close the door and say, I'm done. It is a continual checkups that will occur throughout your life, vigilance, watching, looking for the risk of recurrence, continued scans, whether they be mammograms or CAT scans. So this stays with you. It's not like getting over pneumonia or getting over it. It now is with you. And so, so Rebecca, I'm wondering, as you went to this retreat for the first time with Image Reborn, and you saw so many different ways to take care of yourself, whether it's a chef preparing the meal or whether it's learning meditation, did that help open the door for you to say, okay, here are ways for me to start taking care of the whole person of who I am, and that I need to do that moving forward instead of just kind of trying to get through these, you know, the harsher treatments in the beginning?
Oh, absolutely. I too had a double mastectomy and reconstruction, and I just finished my 5 years of tamoxifen.
Oh, so, congratulations.
Yeah. Thank you. But I don't think I'd be able to really have accepted my body or the treatments had I not been able to speak to other women about their experience with it and about how to cope and different ways of you know, dealing with the estrogen blockers and different things. So yeah, it was really something that you won't get in your doctor's office. Like you say, they're focused on saving your life. And then afterward, you know, Imagery Born comes in and says, we understand you've been through a really big event. It's been traumatic and you're going to have to, like you say, be vigilant, check for the rest of your life, and maybe deal with some of the consequences of the treatment. And we're going to give you an opportunity to connect and share ways of dealing with it. You know, and some women come and they've developed maybe lymphedema, and they've got to wear a sleeve. And, you know, just, I mean, there's all kinds of things that you don't imagine would come up and could come up at any time. And so it's just really wonderful that this organization is willing to bring women together and really help them survive and have a better quality of life, not just quantity, but quality.
Mm. Well, and I'm just so happy for you to have reached a 5-year mark. Yeah. That is just a beautiful goal. And this is Rebecca Jensen. We're talking, she's a board member with Imagery Born, the foundation. We also have with us Bobby Lord, who is the new executive director with the Imagery Born Foundation. And it's like a perfect time also to bring back up Dr. Renato Saltz. And this was his brainchild. This is what he started as a local plastic surgeon who had experience with breast cancer patients decades ago and continues to provide surgeries, augmentation or correction surgeries. And he has a couple of offices, my understanding is, in the Salt Lake area as well as Park City. Is that right, Bobby?
That's correct.
Okay.
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah, and it's Renato, R-E-N-A-T-O, Saltz, S-A-L-T-Z. And the Imagery Born Foundation is almost 25 years old. So these are free retreats for the women, and it requires, my understanding is that, Bobby, we put down a $100 deposit, but that money is returned to us at the end?
Yes, that is just to reserve your spot, and then it will be fully refunded after the retreat.
And how would a woman apply to participate in an upcoming retreat?
So everything is on our website, so you can go to www.imagerybornfoundation.org. And this year, we've had 20 retreats, and they are completely full. And so we will be announcing our 2023 retreats on October 22nd. So we're working on getting new retreats going for next year. And our hope is to do at least 24 next year.
Oh, wonderful. And I'll put this out there. This is Rebecca, the host of Utah Weekly Forum, and of course on FM 100.3. And I'm going to sign up. So I'm going to put October 22nd on my calendar, and it will remind me, all right, that's when they're announcing the 2023 retreats. It's time for you to hop on and apply to participate, because regardless of where we are, whether we're a 24-year-old breast cancer survivor, a 40-year-old, a 50-year-old, a 60-year-old, a 70-year-old, metastatic, as you mentioned, sometimes we call it stage 4, or any stage along the way, this is an extraordinary opportunity to address so much of what we are going through emotionally, spiritually, as a breast cancer a patient and survivor. So we can do that at imagereborn foundation.org. We have about 7 minutes or so still together. Bobby, I want to know how the community can help support the mission of Image Reborn.
Oh, I would love to share that. We, in Utah in general, everybody knows us, but we have the most amazing support system and some of the sweetest, kindest, most generous people ever. So, and we really depend on that support. And so some of the biggest ways, one of the biggest ways is a lot of homeowners in the Park City area, they'll donate their homes for these retreats. And so that saves us so much money. And it is so nice for these women to come into these beautiful homes and feel that love that those homeowners have for them, and to feel that they're worth that. Monetary donations are always very, very welcomed. It costs about $6,000 to put on a retreat. And so every dollar really can go a long way. Our goal is to make this available for everybody, and that's why we offer it free, and so we really depend on those donations. We also get donations to help women who maybe can't afford the travel. We do travel scholarships as well. So again, our goal is just to get as many women in here as possible. We also need volunteers for the retreats, which is just an amazing opportunity. We have volunteers who can do airport pickup and drop-offs. We have ones that come in and help with meal prep. And then we have several events that people can come in and help. But the biggest thing is help people know about this. Let's get it out there so that those who really, really need the support can have it. That is what we're here for. And our goal is to just keep doing this and to raise more money so we can do more in more places and just keep this going. It's an amazing opportunity for these women.
Well, and I appreciate that on behalf of other breast cancer survivors to know that there is a foundation that's whole goal is to help heal our hearts and our souls and our minds and to take care of that and to show that there's support for that. And, you know, a lot of neighbors will reach out or coworkers. How can I help? Right? How can I help you when you see someone going through breast cancer treatments? Let that woman know. And the few men, but let that woman know that there are Image Reborn retreats that she can apply to that will help her connect with other women and connect with her body and her emotions, share that with her, support that. I just think that is absolutely beautiful. And I was looking online, Bobby, and I'm going to share this. The $25 is the cost of going to lunch for a couple of people. And if a monthly donation like that to the Image Reborn Foundation would help buy groceries for a retreat for breast cancer survivors, $25 signing up to do something like that, or $50 a month would sponsor a woman to be able to go. And whether you would know that woman or not, just knowing I made it possible for breast cancer survivor to take a few days focused on her own heart and healing. And I did see that $500 a month actually sponsors an entire retreat for up to 8 women. And 8 is an interesting number because it's 1 in 8 women in their lifetime who will be diagnosed with breast cancer. So there are different ways to do that. Tell me, there is an event coming up in October at Stein Erickson Lodge. What is that?
So we have our annual Celebration of Life Gala on October 8th. And it's just that. It's a gala. It is actually our biggest fundraiser and basically where we get the majority of our money comes from that event. And it is so much fun. I've been to other galas before and I can't even tell you how excited I am to attend this. The board, like our gala committee, they put so much time into making sure this is a very special event for the attendees, that they go and they have a good time, but they also come away with the knowledge of what they are doing, what their money goes to support. And we share stories, and it really is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to attend one of these. And so we do have individual tickets to sell. We are still looking for sponsorship. So if companies want to come and sponsor a table, we're just excited to share who we are and what we do. And this is a great way to learn more about us.
All right. So if we want to attend the Celebration of Life Gala in October at the Stein Erickson Lodge, do we go to imagereborn.foundation.org?
Yes, just go to imagereborn.foundation.org, click on the events and go to the Celebration of Life Gala, and it has all of that information for you. I mean, you're also welcome to email us at info@imagereborn.foundation.org, and we're happy to help and answer any questions that you may have.
That's just terrific. Before I let you go, Rebecca, as a board member of the Image Reborn Foundation, tell me, does being a part of something like this that helps other survivors kind of help you in the greater context? Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I found out about Image Reborn Foundation from my breast cancer surgeon 5 years ago and attended a retreat. And it was so life-changing to me that I knew that I had to dedicate a lot of my time and effort and money, and even brought my family into volunteering for everything I can, including the Celebration of Life Gala, which is so much fun, so much fun. And it's made, you know, something kind of tragic into something and an opportunity that I can create meaning from that and help other women through it. And it, you know, if you have that opportunity in life, definitely take it. It's been an honor to be nominated to the board, and it just made me so thrilled because I could expand my role with Image Reborn, and I'm so happy to be a part of it.
Oh, that's just beautiful. It is the Image Reborn Foundation. That was Rebecca Jensen, a board member, and you can hear in her voice her passion, and you can envision in the background her family members driving people back and forth from the airport and getting things ready for the gala as well. Thank you for your service and volunteer hours with this foundation. And Bobby Lord, the executive director with Image Reborn Foundation. If we want more information on not only the retreats, but the other services that the foundation provides, where should we go, Bobby?
Go to our website, www.imagereformfoundation.org, and you have our phone number, emails on there. Just reach out to us, and we will be more than happy to help.
Wonderful. Thank you both, Rebecca Jensen and Bobby Lord, for joining us on this week's edition of Utah Weekly Forum.
Absolutely. Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com. Follow us on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else you listen.